Moving closer to home, though, in many ways our own Milky Way is very similar to the galaxy that Roland was just talking about. It's a spiral galaxy, and it's of a similar size and mass to NGC 4845. One man who's made a career out of studying the centre of our own galaxy is Professor Reinhard Genzel at the Max Planck Institute for Extraterrestrial Physics in Garching near Munich. Last year, he published observations of a small gas cloud, which seems to be heading on a remarkably straight path, straight into the black hole at the Milky Way's centre, albeit much more slowly than the flare that we've just been talking about. I started by asking him how the Milky Way compares to others like NGC 4845.
Well, we live, of course, in a spiral galaxy, a disk-like system which has a modest central bulge, as we say. That's a concentration of stars, which looks more like an elliptical galaxy, very typical like many galaxies of that mass. So in that sense, our Milky Way is quite similar to galaxies of that mass class, if I like to say it this way. And the black hole, for instance, is also, you know, about typical, a little less massive than some other galaxies of a similar mass have. But in many ways, our Milky Way is a typical galaxy.
You've made observations of a gas cloud which is falling into the central black hole. How do you go about observing gas which is at the centre of the galaxy?
Well, there's various ways. Depends on what kind of gas we have. So gas, of course, can come in various forms. The gas we are observing is ionized gas. So that's where the hydrogen atoms are split up into a proton and an electron. But you can have neutral gas, can have molecular gas, all kinds of gas. So the gas we're observing is ionized gas. And when you have ionized gas in a fairly dense region like the galactic center, then some of the electrons and the protons come together again. And so that leads to what we call recombination. So they form hydrogens, black neutral hydrogen. And in this process, they radiate lines, which we can observe in principle from the radio all the way to the infrared. And what we've been observing is infrared recombination line emission from hydrogen, and there's also a helium line, but the main process is ionized gas, which gets ionized by ultraviolet radiation, but then in the recombination back to neutral material, we can see this emission.
Now, I know it was quite a surprise to discover this cloud, because we think that there isn't gas accreting onto the central black hole at the centre of the Milky Way, because otherwise it would be very bright and luminous and hot. Where do we think this cloud might have come from?
Well, we don't know. We're incredibly excited that it exists. That's for sure. It exists, and it happens to be on a remarkably straight orbit into the black hole. I mean, black holes are known to be accretors of materials just because their gravity is so enormous. So you might think that it's easy for black holes to be fueled by material which is around it. And in the galactic center, there's a lot of interstellar gas around we know about. And so you would think it's easy for the galactic center black hole to gobble that all up and start to radiate, as you say. But it isn't. And the reason is that in order for material to fall into a black hole, it has to get rid of its what we call angular momentum. Okay, it's like the planets around the sun, where it's not possible, for a planet to fall directly into the sun because it's moving in circles around the sun. So likewise, the gas, most of the gas in the galactic center has this angular momentum, and to fall into the black hole, you have to remove it. This particular cloud, somebody, so to speak, prepared it for us such that it falls almost straight into the black hole. That's incredible. We've never seen such a cloud before. And the excitement is really, we may see what happens to this cloud. Perhaps some of it will fall into the black hole, not just orbit around it. And the other excitement about it, that in many ways it's like a test particle. It will tell us a little bit more about the immediate vicinity of the black hole. We know about the black hole in terms of mass, so we know a lot about the gravitation, but we suspect that around the black hole, or any black hole actually, there should be sort of a halo, if you like, a concentration of very, very hot gas, which we can see not really very well. We can see it in X-rays, but we don't have much detail on it. And this accretion zone, as we say, sometimes also accretion disk, is something we know very little about. We would like to understand better. And so in a way, we are, if you think about it, this cloud gets thrown into the center, into the black hole, and on its way, it will have to interact with this hot gas. And this interaction we hope to see, and we will then deduce from it something about the properties of the hot gas.
So when will this gas make its closest approach into the black hole, and what might we expect to see?
Well, it's already doing that. So as I said, it's on basically a straight path. Now, in contrast to, say, stars, gas in the galactic center has the properties that it cannot hold together. So you throw a star into the galactic center, which we see all the time. It orbits around the galactic center on various orbits, elliptical or circular or whatever. But it always does it, you know, without being destroyed. In the case of a gas cloud, the property of a gas cloud is such that its own gravity is not strong enough to prevent it from being torn apart. So it's like the famous case of the astronaut traveling into a black hole and getting distorted into a spaghetti-like structure on the way, just because there is a tidal force acting on it and basically pulling it all apart. And that pulling apart, we see directly from our measurements, and it behaves really like it should. I mean, it's basically gravity pulling it into various pieces.
So, I mean, how bright will this be? Will it be the sort of thing that you can look up and see with the naked eye?
No, it's not very much material. So, actually, it's remarkable how good our current instrumentation has become. We estimate that the amount of material which is contained or associated with this cloud is about the equivalent of a few times the mass of the Earth. So that's not much material at all. However, if indeed this much material would fall into the event horizon or pass into the event horizon in one go, then it could produce quite a spectacular radiation phenomenon. We don't think it happened that way, again, for the same reasons I discussed before. There's angular momentum. You have to first remove the angular momentum, and our galactic center black hole, and in fact many black holes, they seem to be not very efficient in removing the angular momentum. So that's why, in fact, most of the current epoch black holes around us in other galaxies are fairly faint. They used to be very bright in early times when they were fed with a lot of gas, but now they seem to be generally fairly faint. And so what we expect to happen in terms of the cloud is initially we expect the cloud perhaps this year, when it's beginning to come very, very close to the innermost region, to heat up as it gets pressured by the hot gas. That's very much like a meteorite falling into the Earth. A meteorite like the one in Russia gets very hot, gets in fact destroyed in the process, and starts radiating because some of the material in the meteorite becomes very hot. Similar effect in this gas cloud, this interaction between the gas cloud and the hot gas surrounding the black hole. Now, some of the gas cloud then presumably will be destroyed and then may over time fall into the black hole, probably not in one go. I think, you know, it'll probably be destroyed and then it'll take some time to rain down onto the black hole over perhaps years, in which case we'll have to see how much radiation it will send out. We hope to see it this year in X-rays and maybe radio waves, and then it really depends. And that's actually part of the excitement. This is sort of a controlled experiment for us. We can really learn a lot about the environment of the black hole with this little cloud.
My thanks to Professor Reinhard Genzel from the Max Planck Institute for Extraterrestrial Physics.